Welcome to the Home Study course sponsored by the Healthcare Training Institute. This course is entitled, I Made Him Hit Me, Strategies for Battered Women. Our primary intent for this home study course is to provide quality education to foster your professional growth. The Institute has provided quality education since 1979. Hi, my name is Catherine Appleton. I will be the narrator of this 2-CD set. We appreciate that you have chosen us as a vehicle for you to earn your continuing education credit. The purpose of this course is to assist you increasing your knowledge regarding how to treat patients, clients, etc., dealing with battered women. As each case study is given, if the concepts seem to be applicable to your situation, I encourage you to turn your CD player off and make a few notes regarding the application of the principle to your setting. However, these notes are for your purposes only and are not to be sent to the Institute. Also, each tract is very content dense, so feel free to replay the tracks to review the content. At the end of each CD track, a question will be asked. The question at the end of each track corresponds with the question in your answer booklet. Merely write the correct letter on the corresponding blank line in your answer booklet. Each answer is only used once. Keep in mind there is nothing trick or hard about these questions. They are merely intended to verify the playing of this CD set. Each of the questions that is included in this CD set is also reprinted in your answer booklet. These questions are sequential and deal with the section of content that preceded it. For this reason, to facilitate the answering of each question, you might read the question from the answer book prior to listening to that CD track. By knowing what the question is ahead of time, you will then know the content to listen for that contains the answer. So, just a hint, after you write down the answer to a question in your answer booklet, read on to the next question in order to give you a heads up to listen for the content that contains the answer to the next question. For the purposes of brevity, most generally I will use the term therapist or mental health professional. However, don't let these terms deter you from applying the concept to your situation. When you hear the word therapist, if your job title is social worker, psychologist, marriage and family therapist, mental health counselor, professional counselor, resident director, program assistant, etc., merely substitute the appropriate term that is most meaningful for you. In short, don't let my use of the term therapist cognitively set you off track from hearing the content because your job title is school counselor, for example. I will also use the term client for the purposes of brevity. However, if you deal with patients, residents, students, consumers, etc., transpose client for the term that is most meaningful to you in your work setting. Regarding pronouns and gender brevity, I am in full agreement that women can be just as powerful, controlling, and manipulative as men in relationships. And it goes without saying that this dynamic can happen in same-sex relationships as well. However, for the purposes of brevity in this CD set, we will merely deal with women who are being battered by men. On this CD set, we will discuss such topics as grooming for violence, the dog collar, four techniques for if-only destruction, unraveling guilty feelings, resolving failure expectancy, the pyramid of self-hate, personal terrorism, pains and pluses journaling, illusions of avoiding responsibility, and killing her dragon. So let's get started. As an introduction to battering, before I start a discussion about physical abuse, I'd like to talk briefly about emotional abuse. Have you found, like I, that batterers use emotional abuse as a grooming process for the physical abuse to follow? I'm sure you have found, like I, that grooming is the way the abuser has of testing the waters, so to speak, for the tolerance level and the boundaries of his victim. Here's how this grooming process unfolded for Shannon, age 31. Shannon mentioned some of the comments her husband Aaron made regularly. Shannon stated tearfully, "He teases me a lot. He makes fun of me. He makes fun of the way I drive. He makes fun of the way I walk. He even criticizes the way I make the bed in the morning. I know he's just affectionately teasing me. Aaron probably thinks my stupid little ways are cute. But after a while, it does make me feel like I am stupid. I'm not sure I can do anything right." Shannon later revealed an incident during which Aaron shoved her onto the bed face down, followed by a couple of kicks because he felt the bed wasn't made correctly. What is your first step in helping your possible potential battered woman that may be being groomed for the violence to follow? Have you found, like I, that a way to help this type of client is to simply increase her awareness of the emotional abuse? How did I do this with Shannon? Well, I reminded Shannon that what she was calling affectionate teasing might in fact fall into one or several of the following four categories of verbal abuse. I broke them down this way for Shannon: belittling, mocking, insulting, and ignoring. Let's talk about number one first, belittling. I find it helpful to discuss with clients like Shannon to be aware of actions or verbalizations that are resulting in making her feel smaller or ashamed of herself or ashamed of her actions. I told Shannon that belittling could include laughing, smirking, and jokes like the ones Aaron would make about her driving or bed making. At one point, Shannon stated, "Sometimes he repeats things to me very, very slowly, as if I didn't get what he said the first time, and as if I were a 4-year-old child." I asked Shannon whether she thought it might be possible that Aaron was actually belittling her by teasing her as if she were a child, rather than affectionately teasing her. Verbal abuse strategy number two is mimicking. After explaining belittling, I asked Shannon to consider whether or not Aaron's jokes ever included mimicking. I gave her examples such as imitating a frustrated tone in her voice or mocking something that she said. Shannon burst into tears again in the session and exclaimed, "Yes, yes, my God, he does that, and I felt it was okay because I'm such a horrible person." Number three, insulting. As you know, all verbal abuse is not as subtle as some examples of belittling and mimicking. I asked Shannon what she thought about the idea that regularly insulting a loved one is not loving behavior and is in fact abusive. I pointed out to Shannon that when Aaron tells her she can't make the bed correctly, his communication results in an insult of her competence. Verbal abuse tactic number four is ignoring. As you know, emotional abuse, which may be actually a grooming behavior for physical abuse to follow, as I mentioned earlier, is not always verbal. Ignoring Shannon's words, actions, or needs can, of course, be an abusive behavior. Shannon just felt that Aaron's ignoring of her was another indication how unworthy she was at the time. Sound familiar? As you know, this list does not include every way that a person can be groomed for physical abuse through emotional abuse. However, I find simply giving clients an idea as to what kinds of behaviors are included in emotional abuse is helpful. This short, simple list helps Shannon to recognize and admit that a problem with emotional abuse existed in her relationship. I reminded Shannon that even though each of these behaviors seems small on its own, these small behaviors can actually end up in a process of being groomed for violence and physical abuse to follow. In this track, we've looked at how physical abuse can start for your client via emotional abuse as a means of grooming them for the violence to come. In the next track, we will discuss what one client called the dog collar of control. We'll also discuss a client personal power exercise. Question number one: what are four types of emotional abuse that a batterer may use to groom his victim for future physical abuse.